This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the most resilient parasite.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? What are you guys doing out there?
Not.
Got her off the ground, huh?
Got her off the ground right before the runway.
A little wobbly there,
ended.
But hey, you know. Something wrong? No.
We're up in the air.
We're good. You ever have that when you're taking off and you just, with all of the aeronautical knowledge that you've accumulated over your years, you're like, something doesn't feel right.
Like, a little wibble wobble, and you're like,
yeah. You're like, I don't know. You feel like is that engine working harder than it's supposed to? I'm like, I don't like the way we're leveling off this soon. Yeah, you just start like going through your head. You're like, I don't know. I don't like it.
Why have we not taken off yet? Why have we not taken off yet?
I just love all the different ways that we self-diagnose something with our massive knowledge. Yeah. I read an article on that. I don't like it. Like all of a sudden, like all the health experts, the internet made us smarter and dumber all at the same time.
How's everybody?
Doing good.
Can I just say it looks like you guys are ready to go camping together today?
Yeah, I know. It kind of. Turned into that.
We got some flannels.
Yeah, you guys got the Northwest rugged look going
on.
Yeah,
bro.
You
know?
And I'm wearing corduroy. I got a corduroy hat.
I mean, there's
on.
That whole vibe going.
We're no Boomer and Geo.
No. That's more of a quarter zip kind
New
of
New York
a
City
situation.
Bros.
It is a little weird when we kind of coordinate and yet...
got to coordinate.
It's just kind of a spontaneous thing. Well, our cycles,
well,
they sync after... 20 years.
We're Northwest men.
Yeah.
We're men of the Northwest.
It did feel like kind of a flannel day. I woke up this morning and I was like, you know what? It does. It feels a little flannely outside. Got to go with a Pendleton button up. Maybe tomorrow will be a Filson. I don't know.
I had to go get undressed for multiple men today.
Nice.
So therefore I wore a button up. It's easier to take on and off.
Did you have a man take off your pants?
Not my pants. Thank God. Not this time.
Because you went in to get your shoulder looked at. If someone's taking off your pants.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Yeah, why did he not take off my shirt and he took off my pants?
Take off your shirt and throw me.
It's a little.
Why did that happen?
It's a little uncomfortable. But hey, it's a doctor, so he can, you know.
And then he's like, your shoulder's fine.
You pretty much do what you want.
Well, guys, big show. Dan Lanning coming on today. You know, I am told that this might be Dan Lanning's last appearance this season.
Really?
On the program.
He's done, huh?
I'm cooking on your grill.
He's had enough of this crap?
Well, no.
Not so much.
No. Next week is a bye.
Yeah.
And typically they don't do byes.
The week after that is Thanksgiving. And then there's a big recruiting week where he's usually out of pocket.
Yeah.
And then it's technically the postseason.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a regular season deal.
And then postseason is... You know, that gets into contracts.
It's like a lot of...
obligated to do. And so I think this...
Whoa.
This might be it.
He's not doing this out of the goodness of his heart?
Can't you tell?
He's doing this because of a contract?
I'm going to ask him that today. I'm like, how much do you hate doing this?
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
What do you think his answer will be?
I think he'll...
I don't mind talking to y'all.
He'll do some sort of like that.
He'll say that.
He'll say
that. I don't mind, yeah, but... Yeah, we got a lot of work to do, so I'd like to get back to that, but...
I don't think anyone's under any, you know, illusions of grandeur here that this... Without some sort of signed media contract, Dan Lanning not in... out of the goodness of his heart coming on this program.
We were just talking about that. Like, we've had him on... Have we had him on all 3 years?
Yes.
We have?
We have.
Every week?
Yeah, we've done a weekly with him all 3 years.
Wow, time flies.
Yeah, it does. And he's you know, he's fine.
He's like, different this year.
Yeah, you just know that he's not. This is not his priority. Given the choice, and I don't. Most coaches are like this.
Except for Mike Riley.
Yes, Mike Riley was. I think
back in the day. Now
I think he enjoyed talking to people and getting to know people.
I think the best part of his day was coming on our show.
Well, there are certain coaches that enjoy
where
it more
have
than
you guys
others.
Been?
Yes, I don't think Dan Lanning will ever give us where have you guys been.
Well, also, where do you think of the things that happens in Dan Lanning's day? Where do you guys rank? If Mike Riley ranked you guys number one on his things to do, where do you fall on Lanning's list?
Very, very low. And I will tell you,
but maybe not last. I bet there are other things he has to do that he doesn't want
to
do.
We're pretty close to last because of the time of it.
Yeah,
from what I understand, his days are
ready to go home.
He likes to front load this stuff.
Yeah,
and so the timing is not great.
So someone's in. I can tell he doesn't enjoy his time with you. Thank you.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Yeah. But that's not all the time. Sometimes he has a great time with us.
Yeah, he just doesn't. It's that's not a personal thing. He does not want to do interviews. He's one of these coaches.
It's the situation. He wants to be working.
Or
he wants to be at home.
He's one of these coaches who is just, if his mind is not on the game, what's in front of him, the task ahead of him, then it is not useful.
Yes.
That's it.
I've been around many, many coaches that are like that.
Yeah.
That are really, really bright, engaging guys. And, you know, I've heard stories. I've never, outside of the combine, you know, talking to him, I've never had any sort of meaningful conversation with Bill Belichick, but I've had friends that have played there, and they will tell you that if you get him away from football, he's a very engaging, fun guy. And you're starting to see that now a little bit, right? When he's doing
mermaid bits.
I think he's really good on the Manning cast.
His old girlfriend, the mermaid thing.
Oh, the mermaid.
Yeah, the mermaid thing. Yeah, God, that's... Yeah. Weird, but
hot and weird.
Say she is hot.
She's 23.
Yeah, you know, I think at 23 you're de facto hot. Like if you're just thin and 23, chances are you're kind of hot. It's like the best you're ever gonna look. Saban's this way. I think Saban's an incredible personality away from the game of football. Him and Pat McAfee seem like best bros. It's great. So I just think it's a matter of getting someone away from. I don't know, the obsessive day-to-day nature. I'm guessing that if you caught Dan Lanning in the offseason and we were sitting around and we were having some beers, I think he would be a very enjoyable guy and a very, what would you say, like, I don't know. I think he would be a good hang.
He'd be like a normal, grounded dude. He'd be a fun
guy.
That's
why people like him.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're in the throes of it. They're number one. They only have two games left.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on, baby.
Yeah. I mean, the percentage.
Gotta stay focused.
The percentage of them getting to the playoffs, it's like 90-something percent.
Oh,
like,
they're going to the playoffs.
They're going to the playoff. I mean, barring, you know, some sort of, you know,
playoffs.
Know, giant hole swallowing up half the team. It's been portaled to hell. Oregon's going. And then from there, you know, the expectations begin. Because I do think that the season they've had. And being number one, and not just number one, but consensus number one. Like, we talk about this every year, that there's usually one or two teams that you look at and you're like, I don't want anything to do with that. That's kind of Oregon. Like, that you're the team. No one thinks that there's a team right now that's better than Oregon. I mean, it's almost a universal sort of
not true.
Thing.
I heard something today, actually, that
do you?
Well, I have some numbers prepared. We're going to have a segment later called Num Num Numbers.
Oh, I love Num Num Numbers.
And part of it is from the gambling perspective.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of sharp players who do not think Oregon is the best team in the country and far from it.
I was going with maybe then the pundits.
Correct.
Like everyone that I listen to, and I try to absorb a lot of different voices. I just think it's the best way to kind of get a general feel for any sport is to try to listen to as many voices that are educated as possible. No offense. A lot of people in the media are not.
Yeah.
But I try to pick and choose who I listen to, and a lot of people that I respect their opinion by a lot, I mean, all of them think Oregon's the best team. So Oregon will be judged not on, I don't even think they're going to be judged on what happens in the Big Ten title game. I mean, to be honest with you, because it outside of getting the bye, you will be judged more so on what happens come playoff time. This is the new world where, dude, Penn State's going to get in. And that will do nothing to reduce the heat on James Franklin. If they get in and host a playoff game, and I don't know, they get Ole Miss or someone, and Ole Miss comes in and wipes the floor with them, even if they lose like they did against Ohio State on a fourth and goal, you think that James Franklin's going to be able to sit up there to the people of Happy Valley and be like, we made the playoff?
You're making me uncomfortable.
And they're going to look through and be like, hey, James, what was your best win? We beat Michigan.
You're speaking Japanese.
So, you know, this is a new era for Oregon, in that I don't think getting to the playoff anymore, I just don't think that's where this season is going to be judged.
Yeah, it's interesting. Lanning and Oregon is, you know, kind of the bell of the ball right now.
Yeah.
But what happens if the very real scenario happens where they lose two more times and it's both to Ohio State when it matters most, much yeah. like the two Washington losses?
It will be giantly disappointing.
Then yeah. what does the narrative become? Because yeah. then it's like the only real big win was yeah. the regular season one, the yeah. least important one. Yeah.
Well, and he's about to find out, and he knows. But there's a handful of programs in the country that are different, and they're judged differently. And he has established this, and the culture that's been built here for the last 30 plus years have led to this. But you're killing it in recruiting. You're the number one team. You have arguably the biggest win of the year.
You come on our show.
You come on this program. You cook on their grill. I mean, my God, it's big boy time, to the point where, like, going on the road to Wisconsin, I don't know. I just, everyone now at this point is like, whatever.
14-point favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like there? Gambling boy.
I think I like the Ducks. I like the Ducks.
Yeah, I wasn't talking to
Steve. I was going
to
say, Buckley yesterday when we were leaving the air, if you want to know that someone's got a problem, we asked, Rob asked Buckley, like, in the last break, or maybe even going off the air,
yeah.
Hey, you got anything going on tonight? And Buckley goes, yeah, there's three MAC games. Yeah. And Rob goes, you got any action? And he goes, yeah, all three of them. When you're betting on three.
Let's go.
Three Monday night.
We went 2-1.
Maction games?
Well, last night was Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
You wake over there? Yeah. Last night.
Why did I think that was Monday night?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah. Wednesday.
But he's got his YouTube TV. Did you figure out how to get the.
Yes.
YouTube TV.
It's a yes, but they don't allow you to just pick any channel in the lineup to throw up there.
They do. They do on mine.
It's not letting me on mine. Maybe I need a different premium service. I can let you come check it out in the break because I have it right here.
He's already got his action up for tonight.
No, I don't. Because
on YouTube TV, you can do your own quadrants of games.
I cannot do that on mine.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. I have to do the old school flip back and forth.
And then if you want to hear one over another, you just put the cursor on that one.
Hmm. But if you want to know what Gambling Boy is upset about, the freaking Blazers. What are they doing? Why do they keep winning?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't expect that.
I don't think many people did.
They won.
Although I am fascinated, because I will not poop on what happened last night. That was cool.
It was great.
That was a great
good game.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's just not what I'm expecting at all.
Well,
right.
No, but I also love.
Players only meeting, baby.
Well, I'm listening to my favorite morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in case you didn't know, the Blazers are great. And Blazer Twitter, like, Donovan Klingon can play 30 minutes every night. This is what you can expect. Shaedon Sharpe is the second best shooting guard in the NBA. And
Kobe, I think.
Yeah, baby Kobe.
Sprague's been calling him.
I love.
Baby Kobe.
I love the swing.
Yikes.
3 days ago, this was the worst thing that has ever happened in the city of Portland. And you beat the Timberwolves twice. And by the way, that was equal parts. The Blazers were awesome. And Minnesota
they're
was
a mess.
Garbage.
They might be a mess.
Absolute garbage.
Yeah, they got some issues, don't they?
Dude.
Yeah, they
oh
do.
My
they
God.
They have a Blazers issue, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody does.
Did they couldn't have played.
Is that 3 wins over them?
At least
you're
two.
You're a loser.
I don't know if they
beat him. They played him earlier in the year.
Did they beat
I
him?
Think they beat him, didn't they?
They have like all their wins against the Pelicans and Timberwolves.
Anthony Edwards shot 0-for from the 3-point line and just kept jacking them.
Bring gas.
They shot like 20-something% overall from beyond the arc.
I see y'all
for game seven.
They have no offense to speak of whatsoever. I mean, it was just, it was atrocious. And Portland played great.
Oh, no, they lost the first game.
But I just think it's, I think it's adorable that we went from that, like, the worst team ever and fire Chauncey and all this to now everything's great. People are like, see? Why is Klingon on a minutes restriction? He can play 30. Dude, I thought he was going to die at the end of that game. Dude, that dude was giving you everything he had.
Eight blocks.
You realize that you can't do that 80 times.
You can try, though.
That dude is sitting in an ice bath right now, but that dude was an absolute monster last night. And we've seen glimpses of Sharp before, not to that level. I mean, it was a career high. But we've seen him have these games, and then, like, he'll disappear for long stretches. So it was such a cool night, but it's just funny how the narrative shifts.
Well, Dirt has been on the side of, like,
so much.
What are you guys doing when you do this? Yeah, it's a fun moment for everybody at the arena, but, like, you're really just going to stay here in purgatory if you keep doing
this. Well, I think the idea is just play the young guys, right? Well, that's what it is. It's like, if you're, like, why play your best players? You don't want to win. Yeah. So Grant, Williams, Ayton, if they're hurt, great. Just play Klingon.
Yeah.
Like, just play Sharp. Play whoever's healthy.
Or trade those guys right now. Get whatever you can
for
them.
And if you do that, you hope you lose a lot of games. Yeah. I mean, they will.
Yeah.
And then if you don't, then, well, that means that the young guys are progressing. Yeah.
But
right?
They're beating playoff teams.
I just think
the Pelicans aren't
slow
now.
Slow down.
See, that's what I'm saying. It is amazing.
Hold on, everybody.
The Pelicans are not a playoff team. The Pelicans are.
No, not this year they aren't. Last year.
Horrid team. And Minnesota has serious problems. But you win this game, and all of a sudden, like, all the evils of the world. And, like, as someone points out, the future is now.
That's
imagine
right.
Flag with all these future Hall of Famers.
The future is now.
Oh, my God. When did all of these guys become all NBA players? Just the last 48 hours?
Last two nights.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you
I'm going to that lake.
By the way, right on pace for that coveted number 11 pick.
Someone pointed out sitting atop the NBA in-season tournament standings. Thank you very much.
All that being said, watching that last night was really fun. That was and talking to people that were there.
I bet it was.
That's probably as electric.
That environment looked great.
As that building has been in a long time. And having been there a couple nights before to watch that, whatever the hell that was against Memphis, I'm pissed that I went to that one and not the either one of the Minnesota games.
All right, let's talk about, well, it's not NBA. It's not the subject of our poll question. No. You know what it is?
What do we got?
Boxing.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. That's not boxing. That's not.
Boxing.
That's not boxing. I know what you're
talking about. Foxy boxing?
That's foxy boxing. And hopefully an old man doesn't die.
We'll get to that next on The Fan. Yeah, a couple of folks on the Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326. They said the phones have not been working all day.
Yeah, so
because we had a big Rob Mullins interview today on Dusty's show.
They turned us down to go on with Dusty because he's Mr. Duck.
Yeah, so they didn't get him because of a phone issue.
And I believe the phone issue is resolved.
That's what they're saying.
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out in about 39 minutes.
That's right.
A big talk. A big talk.
Poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you which franchise is in the worst shape. 33% of you said Dallas Cowboys, 30% Carolina Panthers, 25% Jets, and only 12% said the Raiders. Boy, the Raiders are getting a pass.
Yeah, they stink something awful.
They do.
And Antonio Pierce.
And they're kind of never good.
No.
But
need a new coach.
Nobody really seems to care.
Coordinators. They got a good tight end. No one's paying any attention, but Brock Bowers, who I was in love with.
He's awesome.
Dude, that guy is the real stinking dude.
And even without a real quarterback, he's been really good.
Yes. Yes. I mean, some of the rookies, Malik Nabers before he got hurt, phenomenal, right? BTJ down in Jacksonville, phenomenal. Marvin Harrison starting to come around a little bit, slow start. Arizona's got a little something cooking. Brock Bowers, arguably right now a top three tight end in the NFL. There's some nice rookies. And then, of course, Jaden Daniels.
He won a Heisman. Did you know that?
Hey, did he win a Heisman along with Marcus?
That's right.
I don't know if you've been watching what he's doing in Washington, but it's a hell of a rookie class right now.
Yeah, he plays tonight, huh?
That's
yeah,
right.
I'm kind of geeked about that.
Good matchup.
Good little game.
Yeah.
Good little game.
Same division, both teams with 7 wins.
Yeah. The Raiders, I just looked it up. So remember when they were in the Super Bowl?
I do.
I know you do because you were there.
Yes.
2002.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to guess how many times they've been to the playoffs since then?
maybe three?
Two.
Yeah, they're bad.
Two. You care to guess how many 10 or more win seasons they've had since that?
Two.
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 Yeah, they and I don't,
that's dos if you speak Spanish.
I don't know why we give them a break.
I don't either.
On being.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and every time I bring up the Raiders and what a bad organization they are, there's like this pushback. And I'm like, what? We don't do this with any other franchise.
Maybe because they moved to Vegas.
I guess.
It feels like they're on the come up.
But they're not.
Not at all. They haven't been for 25 years.
No. And they've got some good, they're like a bad version of the Dallas Cowboys. They have a few individual good players. But at least the Cowboys, and then everything else stinks, at least the Cowboys win 10, 12 games.
I think it just matters how much drama you have. Like, the Raiders don't have a lot of drama. They're just not good.
They suck.
The Jets have drama.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have drama for some reason.
Yeah,
and that's what makes us think they're worse.
Yeah.
But really.
No, the Raiders.
It's hard to outclass the Raiders in the suctitude department.
They just stink. And yeah, maybe Vegas changes it, but you know, they hired a terrible coach. They don't have a quarterback. Again, you have Max Crosby and you have a really good tight end. And if I was either one of those guys, I'd want the hell out of there. That's why I thought maybe someone might be able to pry Max Crosby out of them at the trade deadline, someone like Detroit. Because to me, when you're a bad franchise, it just, and Crosby's young, so I guess this doesn't quite fall into that. But if I'm a bad organization, you know what I don't want? Good 28 and 29 year old players.
Yeah, just trade them.
I have no, they
Russell,
do.
It's like the Russell Wilson trade.
Exactly. When you get into your late 20s and you're getting ready to approach 30, unless you're a quarterback, and even then, I think this applies, and you aren't good, just go, leave. By the time we're worth a damn, you are going to be over the hill. 33 is ancient at almost every position in the NFL. And they're just, I don't understand why teams aren't willing to do that. Dude, good franchises are the Raiders, the Steelers, the Patriots. They did that for years and moved on from people. And people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you're getting rid of these guys. And we're like, yeah, you got to get younger. You got to get younger. You got to get cheaper in the NFL. It's the way you sustain things. And it certainly is the way you build up, unlike the Raiders.
Okay, today's poll question is something a little different. We've put it up there on X at 1080 The Fan, and it is very simple. Who you got? Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, or who gives a...
Unfortunately, the who gives an S should win. It won't.
No,
this
it's winning.
This thing is going to do a giant number.
No, it's winning.
Good.
Barely.
This is a travesty. I feel... This is so sad. This is not boxing. This is not combat sports. It's pathetic. I'm so tired of people trying to make Mike Tyson out to be something that he's not. Go back and watch Mike Tyson fight when he was at the end of his career. It was one of the sadder and more pathetic things that you've ever seen. 4 years ago, he fought against Roy Jones and he looked weird and old and slow. And so did Roy Jones. And then the other one that I beg you to go watch is Evander Holyfield, who was always in 10 times better shape than Mike Tyson. Evander Holyfield is one of the best conditioned boxers of all time and was a better fighter than Mike Tyson. Do you remember when Holyfield at 58 tried to fight? I got to find. He fought some mixed martial artist, I think, that was trying to move over into boxing. Do you remember that?
No.
Vaguely.
Dude.
58?
Yeah, I think he was 58. And it was... Yeah, so same age as Mike Tyson. He was 58.
Tyson's 58 right now?
Tyson's 58.
Yes, yeah, so that was 4 years ago.
It was 4 years ago. Go watch Evander Holyfield fight. And it is elder abuse. Like, he almost falls out of the ring against someone who's not even a real boxer.
So you're saying take Jake
Paul?
Was
it Belfort? Is that who it was?
Belfort, yeah. Yes.
Ernie? Yeah.
Vitor. Vitor. It is so bad.
Okay, so...
And by the way, in that fight, Holyfield did not land a punch.
The reason I bring this up is selfishly, I watched a little bit of they have the countdown thing on right now. You know, they do those countdown series on, I don't know if it's HBO or Netflix or whatever, but they did the countdown for the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, which was not on my radar and won't be on my radar. But I find Tyson to be an interesting sports figure. And the first one wrote me in because it's all about Mike Tyson and his career. It really doesn't talk anything about this fight quite yet. It's more about his career. But it wrote me in because it did this little thing where they go around and interview fans and stuff, mm-hmm. and it is split right down the middle. If you are younger than 35, because mm-hmm. Jake Paul's 27,
yeah.
let's say you're younger than, maybe even younger than 40, you think Jake Paul will annihilate Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
If you are of the Mike Tyson era, like you and I, we're older, and we remember Mike Tyson as being great, yeah. then we all think Mike Tyson's going to kill Jake Paul, and Jake Paul stands no chance because he's not a real fighter, and Mike Tyson, even at 58, was. So that is a really they've tapped into something really interesting with this fight. Now, I'm not saying it's good,
yeah.
a good fight, but it is an interesting little I don't know,
circus.
It is definitely a circus, but it's just an interesting little
sad.
What would be the word? It's just experiment, I guess. I don't know,
like pop, like moment in pop culture.
Yeah, because like, it's not like boxing is popular.
Yeah,
no one cares.
No,
Mike Tyson's probably still the most popular boxer, and he's 58 years old.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul is certainly the most popular of the youngs.
Yeah.
And he's not even really a real boxer.
He's not. If Jake Paul fought any fighter in his age group and in his weight class, one of the top 40 or 50 fighters in the world, he would get annihilated in. Under a round, but he's fighting a 58-year-old man. Look, I suppose there's a chance within the first two rounds before he gasses out. If Tyson hits him, Tyson can knock him out. My guess is, and this is sad and pathetic, my guess is that Jake Paul's smart enough to stay away from him for a round or two. And remember, they're only doing two-minute rounds because Tyson can't do full rounds. And my guess is that eventually he hits Tyson and Tyson... goes, he's 58.
Where's your money?
I'm not touching this because it's sad and pathetic, but if I had to bet, I think I'd bet on Jake Paul.
Really?
If you gave, well, think about this.
By the way, here are the odds. Minus 200.
Yeah.
So Jake Paul is the favorite. He is minus 200, which means you have to bet 200 to win 100.
Yeah.
And then Mike Tyson is plus 160. So if you bet 100,
yeah.
you win 160.
Well, I'll ask you this. So Mike Tyson is not the greatest fighter of all time. He's not the greatest fighter of his generation. Far from it. Again, Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, much, much better fighters. Again, I encourage anyone to go watch Mike Tyson.
He was just the scariest human being.
Go watch Mike Tyson against Kevin McBride or was it Danny Williams, his last two professional fights. By the way, he just quits against Kevin McBride and lays down and is like, I can't do this anymore. Yet here we are. 20 years later, he's going to attempt this again. So we know Jake Paul is not a real fighter, but he's a big, strong kid that's all juiced up that can clearly crack you. If he hits you, you're going to sleep. So let's say that is the equivalent. If Mike Tyson was an NFL player, can we say Jake Paul is maybe the equivalent of like Portland State, right? He's playing in the Big Sky Conference.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. I don't know. But okay.
I think that's probably a fairly... you know, from the level that of a Big Sky to the NFL. If I took Jerry Rice, the greatest of all time, and I put Jerry Rice in a Big Sky conference game, what would happen to Jerry Rice? He would die.
Yeah, some young safety would break him in half.
Some 22-year-old heat-seeking missile would murder him. And I'm guessing... if I had to, in this sad sort of experiment, Father Time is undefeated. 58. Just again, go watch Evander Holyfield, and this is why it's sad. Because then that dip-ass is going to stand up, and I mean Jake Paul, and dance around the grave of Mike Tyson and be like, look at what I did. And yet refuses to fight anyone that has any semblance of age, experience at all. None.
Somebody asked him about that at the presser, like, when are you going to fight a real fighter? And he took offense to that. He did not like that.
Well, he does have a lot of, I know nothing about this. I just saw that countdown thing, and I only watched the one episode. But he has a lot of respect for Mike Tyson. Like, he's not an S-talker. I think he probably is an S-talker generally.
Yeah, to sell the fight.
But, I mean, he knows Mike Tyson was a badass, and he's got a lot of respect for him. But And this is not something I'll watch. But it's just, I don't know, they've kind of tapped into an interesting juxtaposition.
Although, isn't it tomorrow at 5 while we're on the air? So, like, maybe you'll just watch it here.
It's at 5?
I think.
Well, it starts at 5, but there's a bunch of undercards.
Yeah, it'll be late.
Well. The fight will probably go off at, like,
what do you got to do? Pay-per-view to see that thing?
No, Netflix. I think you just have to have Netflix.
It's free.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will queue it up.
Free on Netflix. I just don't want to see what's going to happen to
Coming up next, how do we feel about Dave Sims?
Yeah.
Do you know Dave Sims?
I do know. Well, not personally, but.
You do know that?
I know of him.
Here is Buckley.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, in our business, there's not much better to hear on the radio, in my opinion, than the crack of the bat.
No, it's a great sound. In fact, a few months ago, I don't know, there was maybe a bunch going on, and they were doing, I think it was like Freddie Coleman on ESPN. Someone was doing the top 10 sports sounds, and like they were just doing like a bracket.
Was that on there?
Yeah, that was number one, was the crack of the bat.
Yeah, I mean, in person, it's one thing.
Yeah.
Radio, a little different.
Yeah.
But it's just one, it's one of the finest sounds we could ever produce for you.
It's amazing.
Besides your golden tones, of
Clearly.
Course.
Yeah.
So the reason he played that clip, Dave Sims is leaving.
Hey, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Where's this going to New York?
He's the Mariners play-by-play guy, radio.
He was.
Well, it's not official yet. I didn't see anything official.
Yeah,
he seems like it's a done deal.
Seems like it's a done deal.
He's going to New York to replace John Sterling.
The Yankees hire Dave Sims.
Whoa! Sterling is...
he's like 1,000 years old.
Is he that old?
He's old.
That's a lot.
He's older than you think.
He is
86. He will be 87 years old next year.
Well, you know how old Dave Sims is?
Oh, Sims is like what, maybe 60, 65?
71.
Oh, yeah, Dave Sims.
He looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, Dave Sims looks good.
Yeah, so I was reading up on Dave Sims today, and I don't know how Mariner fans feel about this, him leaving, but Aaron Goldsmith will probably take over.
Oh.
The few Mariner fans I've talked to are very excited about Goldsmith.
Yeah, they're
they
happy.
Like him. He's
yeah, they
young,
like, they like yeah. Goldie.
Young guy.
Well, a guy they kind of grow with, and Sims kind of, I felt bad for Dave Sims because he kind of got stuck in the guy following the guy, right? Like, it's a little weird. Like, it's just Sims, I don't think Sims was ever really fully embraced as a Mariner. He just wasn't.
I agree with that. I feel like he was always, he's a bit like Calabro in that he's just,
yeah,
he's a national guy doing a local team, and it's always been kind of weird.
Yeah, because for whatever, obviously Niehaus is the legend, and Rick Riz just is, again, feels like a Mariner. And then Sims was always just kind of, he's a pro. I mean, look, when the Yankees hire you, you're good at what you do. But I just don't know many people that really embraced him. And you're right. I think Calabro's the same way. He does a fine job. Is there any Blazer, if he left tomorrow to go take a job, well, he's a Seattle guy, right? So let's say the Sonics are going to come back. If Calabro took the Sonics job, would there be any Blazer fan that would care other than screw him, he's going to Seattle?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think
he does a good job.
I know he does, but that's my point.
I think they
so
like
does Dave
him.
Sims. I'll bet you if you made a poll question and asked Blazer fan, would you be bothered that not that Calabro left. Would you be upset if the Blazers replaced Kevin Calabro, whether it was his doing or the team's? There is not going to be a big groundswell of how dare you. Like when they got rid of Mike and Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's different than no one. Yeah, I mean, you said no one.
It's going to be a small number.
I think it would be over 50% wouldn't care. But yeah. Anyway, Dave is leaving, known for his great calls like bye-bye.
Someone's saying that Rick Riz's hairpiece should take over the radio call. It is a nice
debate. I am told I have some inside information. This is confirmed information.
It's confirmed analysis.
No, this is information.
Ooh, I love it.
And it is that Rick Riz's hair turned down the Yankees job.
It said no.
They would not take care of the hairpiece enough. Cost of living, East Coast.
Did Rick get a say or did they just ask?
No, just the hair.
Just the hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Two separate agents from what I'm told.
Yeah. The hair costs more.
It's smart.
Yeah.
Boomstick, baby!
Yeah.
Do you know who he would say that to about when he hit a home run?
That was
Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz.
Nelly Cruz. That's right. That's right.
Who got a giant hot dog named after him in Texas after that. Mm. The Boomstick.
The Boomstick?
It's like a 2-foot hot dog.
Yeah. Look, I'll just say for the record, I have no problem with Dave Sims. Dave Sims was a pro, and I contend that no one will really care that he will be gone. And
he's done a lot.
And it does feel that that fans are fine with this.
He's done a lot in his career. He has a dubious distinction of being the only play-by-play broadcaster in the history of broadcasting play-by-play sports to call two perfect games in the same season. Did you know that?
I did not.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not. Yeah. How about that?
Bye-bye!
Who were the two perfect games?
Phillip Humber and Felix Hernandez.
Okay. Oh, because, yeah, Humber did it for White Sox?
White Sox against the Mariners.
Against the Mariners, yeah.
And then Felix did it the same year. That was 2012. Hmm. 2012!
By the way, I looked up old Goldsmith, who's going to take over. He's 41. So I thought maybe he was a little younger than that. He looks like a bit of a baby face. But 41, he'll be 42 next year. And he'll be a guy that can hold that job for a long time. That I'll bet you within 5 years, he's more embraced than Dave Sims ever was. And maybe within the first year or two.
Well, Dave, we hardly knew ye.
And he gets to call playoff games. So
who?
Dave Sims.
Yeah, finally. That's probably why he went. He's like, my God, I need those extra paychecks.
Yeah, did he get bonuses for
somebody
that?
In the text line said, yeah, even Dave Sims gets tired of the Mariners offense. He had to go.
Wouldn't that be awesome if his press conference was like, well, I
just couldn't call that anymore.
I'm tired of calling games with three hits.
Double plays when you get men in scoring position.
You imagine, though, having to sit through and call 162 of those with that offense. I get that probably wears on you mentally at some point. That, and I'm guessing New York pays a little bit better, and, well, it's the Yankees. You know.
Yeah.
That's always tough. You know, I know.
Well, he's following a legend, though.
Yeah.
Again.
That's, well, and he's done it. He's done it before, so, you know, why not? But, I mean, that's it. Like, Wheels, rest his soul. Wheels was an LA guy. He wanted the Laker job.
Yeah.
You know, he tried a couple times and he didn't get it.
And even if you don't want to follow a legend, it's not like Sims at 71 has the luxury of like waiting for there to be a gap between whatever next job he wants. So you just got to take it.
Yeah. When the Yankees job comes open, when's the last time that job came open? If you want to be in New York and that job comes open, you can't be like, well, I don't know.
How long was
I'd like to see someone else try it out first.
I got a guy on the other line about the White Sox. I'm going to talk to him for a little bit and then maybe I'll circle back with you. I mean, Sterling was there forever.
Are you still holding out for that sports radio gig in Pocatello?
I'm waiting for Bob Uecker. I've been waiting on that Milwaukee Brewer gig for the last 40-something years. There's a guy that I feel bad for. Like when the Mets eliminated the Brewers, it made me very sad just because Bob Uecker. Because he wants to see a World Series. And remember his sign-off call? He was like, I don't. You know, he basically was saying, I don't know if that's going to happen because I don't know how many more of these I have. I think Uecker might be like 90.
Rest in peace, Bob Uecker.
Nope, still there.
And Dave Sims.
Sterling called over 5,000 consecutive regular season games for the Yankees.
Okay, but what? How many years was he?
I will go back and look. But he announced 8 World Series, over 5,000 straight games, and he has been with your New York Yankees since 1989. 89 to 2024.
Carry, 45 years. 30,
carry right? The one.
I'm going to go 36 years.
Is no, it's right? 30. It's 30. Yeah, 35, 36.
Yeah. Is that right? Anybody?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just waiting for soup to. Yeah, there you go.
35 years.
We got there. That's not that long.
That. I'm a man. I'm
Wake me up when he's been there as long as Vin Scully.
The Yankees win.
All right, the Dan Lanning pregame show is next on The Fan. All right, Oregon coach Dan Lanning coming up next. This will be what I believe is his final appearance of the season.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because, we can guilt him into coming on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll try. See if we can catch him before maybe, hopefully, a Big Ten title game. But
I'm guessing no, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, the thing about the schedule, and I am going to ask about this today, the schedule, recruiting schedule really ramps up now for coaches. And that's really counterproductive because, you know, he's right in the throes of trying to win a championship.
Well, that's what like Lane Kiffin is saying. He's like, God, you have free agency in the middle of the season.
It's just hard.
It's insanity.
It's hard. His schedule is about to ramp up. I mean, I think this, well, what do we think? Thanksgiving to, you know, the end of the, when you stop playing is probably the busiest time of a coach's year.
Yeah.
So it you know, I mean, it just kind of is what it is. But I do want to ask him, you know, what he thinks of ideas to kind of alleviate that.
Yeah, it's. I think everyone wishes there was some clarity on this. But to your point, the early signing period is. I had to look it up. It's December 4th through the 6th, and you know that's leading into the Big Ten championship game, right?
December,
December 4th through December 6th. So it's like, you know, and you're still having to recruit your own guys. And we've seen it. I mean, every day now, I feel like I see a new player that says that he's out of here and that he's entering the transfer portal. And that's what Lane Kiffin's talking about. And yeah, it just, as part of the settlement and that you're paying players and, you know, we have unlimited transfers now and all these things, eventually you have to come up with some new guidelines, and you have to come up with a new calendar because you're operating on an old calendar system with a new financial and play and pay structure. And you got to evolve, and they need to come up with that. The problem is in the NCAA, there's no one that's leading this. I mean, Charlie Baker is the president, and that guy can't do squat. He even admitted it. Remember when they put out a statement saying, hey, no more investigations because, we can't do anything about it. So we're not investigating. We're not trying to enforce NIL stuff. So until you have some sort of governing body that actually has some sway and some teeth, I don't know how it gets fixed. And I'm guessing Lanning will say something to that effect of something needs to happen, but God, I don't know what.
All right, well, we'll talk to Dan Lanning coming up next here on The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.